Oh, everybody stole things on the hill,
Oh, did
you
they?
know, nails and stuff. If it took all these homes in Anaconda apart, they'd be without lights and they'd fall apart because everybody stole something. Yeah, well, when I first went to work up in the concentrator, I wanted a light out on the back porch here, on the back of the garage, so the kids could play basketball at night. So I had a light put away up there, and I was waiting my chance to get it out. Well, it came, because I had a friend up there that drove truck, and he would haul stuff out once in a while for me. So I went to get the light. It was gone. I
Ooh.
had a ditch. I come home and I
You
said,
should have heard him. Some SOB
"Some son of a
stole
bitch stole my light. Stole my light."
The light that you were going to steal.
Yeah, the one I'd already
That was the
stolen.
first laugh I had in 71 years.
And right next door was an electrician. He was going to hook it up for me and
Oh,
everything.
wow. Wow.
Well, he said, "Don't worry about it. I'll get you
Everybody
one."
worked together, I'm telling you.
Wow. Did you ever find who took
No,
out?
no. It was probably on one of the other shifts. I had it ditched pretty well, though. But as a
Oh,
matter
you
of
got
fact,
so
this other one was even better. The one I had ditched was just a round one that hung and had a big globe in it. But the one my friend next door brought home was, it was a made on a 45 angle, so it shone down on the driveway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Since then we buy our own.
I see.
But I confessed all that, you know.
You went to confession, I hope.
I've been
Right.
forgiven.
Right.
Because I wasn't alone.
No. I've heard that a lot of people plumb their house like in
Oh,
12,
yes.
12-inch pieces of copper that they snuck out in the lunch bucket, you know.
Absolutely.
Can you describe the, you know, I've never lived in this area when the Anaconda Company was going. So growing up, you know, were they just everywhere? Did you hear about everything was Anaconda all the time? Everybody worked there.
Sure.
They just kind of dominated thought.
Yeah. Well, that was the big employer for the town, so they could lay the rules down, so it was all right though. Matter of fact, they used to have up right about where Stokes' store is now was the athletic field where they played baseball and football. And my dad liked baseball, and we used to walk from Ash Street clear up there and watch the baseball game. And there was one, we called him Big Shots, you know. He was a superintendent up there. He had a car, and he'd give us a ride home, which helped. Yeah. But then they had the Washoe Park where you go out and play in the playground. They had a big dam there where you could fish. They had a big, beautiful dance hall. They had deer and elk in a pen right up there about where the Mormon church is now. And of course, you had to walk every place. Except if you had relatives like I did, an opportunity, then you'd take the streetcar down to visit them and take the streetcar back. I was never in on this, but some of the bad boys, they knew where to get these things. They had a little thing you could lay on the track, and as the train went over it, it bang, it was a warning. And the guys on the railroad had them, you know, in case there was something that they were afraid to run into. They always had these warnings. Well, some of the kids got a hold of some of them, and they'd put them on the streetcar track. The conductor would go crazy trying to figure out what's wrong. That'd throw him off schedule too.
But you never did that.
Not me.
Okay.
No, not me. That was dangerous, putting them things on
Yeah.
the street.
Were the streetcars open air or were they
No,
enclosed?
they were closed.
Okay.
Yeah, they were closed.
And electric?
Electric, yeah. Yeah, they had a trolley wire down Third Street, clear down to Opportunity, past right down to the golf course. Streetcar would go down there, and he'd wait maybe 10 minutes, and then he'd start back. Had several stops to make. It was a nice ride. But once he got between Opportunity and Anaconda, he could throw that thing into gear and just sit back and let her ramble up the street.